Step into the world of estate planning, probate, and wills and trusts with the Del Toro Law Podcast. Leading the way is your host, Attorney Peter Del Toro.
Dive into the world of estate planning with a living trust attorney who breaks down the concepts of revocable living trust for us. Curious about how it works, its benefits, whether it's the right choice for you? Stay with us to unravel the mystery securing your assets and ensuring your wishes are honored. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with attorney Peter Del Toro. Peter, how you doing today?
Great, Garfield. How are you?
I am doing well. So, Peter, what is revocable living trust?
Revocable living trust, sometimes they call it an inter vivos trust. It's a mechanism to pass your assets on when you pass away without having to go through the probate process. So in Florida, I mean, like anywhere, there is a million ways to die, but there's really only three ways to be classified when you die. If you don't have a will or a trust, they call that intestate, which testament, like your last will and testament, and in without a last will or testament. And if that happens to you, there's a set of rules. You have to go through probate. It's a court process in order to have all your assets distributed. And there's a set of state default rules that everybody has. They're all the same for everybody. You don't want that. You worked your whole life for your assets. You want them to go where you want them to go. The second way is to have a will. Now, a will will get your assets distributed exactly how you want them, but it will go through the probate process in most instances. And it has to be overseen by the court. And that's a long, lengthy, and expensive process. And then the last way is to have a living trust. A living trust avoids the whole probate process. And it's kind of an interesting concept. So a living trust has three people in it, three components of it, let's say. There is the settlor or the grantor who sets up that trust and funds it with their assets. There's the trustee who takes those assets, takes title to those assets. And then there's the beneficiary who is the person that's the beneficiary of those assets. It's for them. So most of us are familiar with a trust that you kind of see in the movies sometimes, right? That would be an irrevocable trust. We see the very rich grandfather who gives a bunch of money to the banker, who's the trustee, who gives the trust fund baby grandson money every month. So there's that person who sets it up, the settlor, the grantor, the trustee, and the beneficiary. A living trust is a little bit different because typically the person who sets it up is also the trustee and he's also the beneficiary during his lifetime. So it just basically becomes an alter ego of you. So what we do in that case is we take that person's assets and transfer them into the trust. Now, my name's Peter and I am somebody's son. I am somebody's father. I am somebody's brother. I'm somebody's friend, but I'm still Peter. So what I'm doing with my assets is I'm taking my assets from Peter individually and giving them to Peter as the trustee of the trust. So I name in the trust, I name a person that would take care of things just like in the will. If I had passed away, who would take over and distribute my trust assets? So now, unfortunately, I passed away. Now my brother is my trustee. I died. I didn't own any assets because they were all owned by my trust. So my brother can come in. A living trust is revocable until I die. Once I pass away, those assets, the trust becomes irrevocable and it can only be distributed according to my wishes. So my brother will come in and distribute my assets to my children for me, and then the trust will terminate. The courts consider a trust to be like a fictitious living person, and the trust basically outlived me, so there was no need to have the court oversee the whole process. So it's kind of sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around, but it's a very effective tool to get your assets to your loved ones or wherever you want them to go without having to go through a court process and court overseeing process, which is very quick and it's very inexpensive compared to probate.
What's exciting about this for me is that, you know, my background is accounting. I know nothing about law or trust. You're the expert on that.
Sure.
But when you talk about it, it seems like a corporation. You got that corporate entity, which separates it from it. But how does it work in terms of, does the trust have to file taxes annually? I mean,
No, and a living trust while you're alive, your Social Security is the trust identification number. So it's basically an alter ego of you. You can put your things in trust and operate it like you normally would, and it's taken care of through your own taxes. When you pass away, at that point, because you no longer exist and the new trustee comes in and the trust becomes irrevocable, at that point we would apply for a federal tax ID number. And some trusts last for quite a few years after someone dies. Maybe there is a special needs trust set up in there for a child with special needs, and it's going to be 20, 30 years they're going to need that trust will be in existence. Some trusts terminate right after the settlor dies. It depends on everybody's unique situations, and that's why the trust is such a valuable tool, because it's very flexible. Every situation, every family situation is different. And sometimes you need a trust and sometimes you don't. And that's where we really have to sit down and talk about your unique situation, and make it right for you.
This is really good stuff. A lot of people probably never heard of living trust, revocable trust. I'm sure we all heard of wills. Maybe
Sure.
we can get you back in another episode and talking about trust versus will. You think that'd be something that you'd love to talk about in the
I'd love
future?
to talk about that. I basically, when every client comes in, my first rule and my first thing that I do is educate them on the differences. Like we spoke about at the beginning, there's intestate, there's testate with a will, and then there's a trust. And what's the difference and what works best for me?
Good stuff. We'll see you in the next episode, Peter.
Great. Thank you, Garfield.
Thanks for listening to the Del Toro Law Podcast, your source for estate planning, probate, and wills and trusts. For a complimentary consultation, visit deltoro.law or give us a call at 772-444-0101. That's 772-444-0101.